Back in the Northern Hemisphere now, it's summer, which means, among other things, that another season of America's Got Talent is underway. Among this week's contestants are a levitation performer and a child heavy metal duo. The Got Talent franchise is popular all over the world, though, and our next story is about a past winner of the TV contest in Lithuania. He's a classical accordion player who trained in Britain, where the accordion is not so highly regarded. The BBC's Emma Jane Kirby reports.
Someone once wrote that the definition of a gentleman is a man who can play the accordion and who doesn't.
There are a lot of assumptions towards accordion. I actually meet those bad attitudes every day.
But this young gentleman from Lithuania, Martynas Levickis, aims to end such prejudice. A classical accordionist trained at London's Royal Academy of Music, he's just hit number one in the UK classical charts.
In England, I think, you know, it's just a squeeze box. And people take it in a funny way when I say to somebody that I play the accordion. But here I am on classical accordion, recitals played in Royal Festival Hall, Wigmore Hall.
But you play a lot of popular stuff as well.
True. If I like a pop tune and I see the potential to play it on accordion, I will do it. Those pop song arrangements, classical music, contemporary music, chamber
Lithuania's
music.
Lithuania's Got Talent.
Lithuania's Got Talent. Everything possible to popularize this instrument is interesting for me.
And yes, that is Lady Gaga's telephone. So why does the poor old squeeze box get such bad press? Norman Lebrecht is a music critic and commentator.
The accordion is a joke. It's genuinely a joke instrument, and very few people have a nice thing to say about it. That's probably because it makes some of the most poisonous sounds you will ever hear from a musical instrument. On the other hand, it defines places and times. If you think of Paris in the 1950s, you hear the sound of the accordion. Da, 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 da. The accordion does this as few other instruments do. The accordion has a kind of place in the national myth and legend of several countries, behind the Iron Curtain in the old Soviet countries and their satellites, because in those places where everything was controlled by the state, where music was an instrument of state policy, the accordion was one of the few places of freedom. You could pick up the box, you could take it wherever you wanted, you could play what you wanted, you didn't have to coordinate it. It was an immensely important instrument, and that may explain the rise of people like Martynas and others.
Martynas Levickis, now on a US tour, dreams of a time when Britain will cease to be so snobby about the squeeze box.
We were seven students in Royal Academy of Music. When I left, we were four. And none of those people in academy playing accordion were British. So I would be really happy to have some kind of inspiration for British young musicians to pick up the accordion and come study in Royal Academy of Music.
The BBC's Emma Jane Kirby reporting that story.